Hello and welcome. Lovely to have you here with us today. It's the 23rd of August. I'm the Reverend Steve Morris from St Cuthbert's, North Wembley. Thank you for joining me. And we're now into the Gospel of Matthew. We're reading today Matthew 16, 13 to 20. And the other readings for today, which you might want to get hold of, are Isaiah 51, 1 to 6, and Romans 12, 1 to 8. But today I am concentrating on the reading from Matthew. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone he was the Christ. This is, I think, probably the most pivotal moment in the whole of the New Testament and the whole of the Gospels. This is the point in the Gospels when the ministry is able to turn its focus really towards the cross. Up to this point, the ministry had been about doing healings and teachings and those kind of things. But now that Peter, the leader of his little group of friends that was with him, now Peter's finally, the penny has dropped and he knows who and what Jesus is. Now the Christ can turn in his long and painful pilgrimage towards his death. This is it. This is the moment when things really change. I think it's rather wonderful, really, because I just think it gives you a great insight into Peter and obviously the disciples. Jesus says, I think again with a smile on his face, "Who do people say I am?" And bless them, they say all kinds of things that aren't very helpful. People say you're John the Baptist or Elijah or Jeremiah. You know, people have got it wrong, and probably a lot of his followers, his close followers, were still not quite sure who or what he was. But he turns on them, imagine his eye looking at them. Okay, that's what they say. What do you say? And bless him, Simon Peter is the first to open his mouth. He always is, really, and often he makes a great mess of it. But this time, no, he says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." This Peter, this humble fisherman, man who was burdened by the desire to be liked by everyone, who frequently made mistakes, he suddenly, and he now knows in his absolute heart, who and what Jesus is. I think it's interesting that the first thing Jesus does in response to this is to bless him. He said, "Blessed are you. Blessed are you. You've got it." And this is a wonderful thing to do. The reason he says he's got it is that he hasn't just kind of taken it in with his intellect or his heart, but the Holy Spirit has cemented this truth into his heart. The Holy Spirit, the Father, has also just given it to him as a gift, this amazing insight. What does Jesus say, though, of course, to Peter, now that Peter has this insight, this power that comes from the knowledge of who his friend is? He says, "You're going to be Peter, okay, and you are the rock on which we're going to build the church." Which, in a way, is stupendously funny, because this is the most wobbly rock you're ever going to come across. Peter has extraordinary wobbles. He sometimes, you know, we've got to say, later on, he's going to deny Jesus. But that's the kind of fellow that is going to be the first great leader of the church after Christ's death. It's encouraging to all of us, especially those in leadership, that our faults are usually are not the most important thing about us. Christ is going to build the church on Peter and give him a kind of sense of power, victory even. He's going to let Peter, when he proclaims blessing on people, that blessing has come direct from heaven. That's a pretty strong, a pretty big responsibility. And of course it ends with asking them not to tell anyone. It's still not quite time. They've got other stuff to do before the word gets out. I like this passage, and what I take away from it are two things. One is this sense of really knowing. You know, that we may not be great on doctrine or theology. We may not be the kind of person that can remember where a verse is and or anything like that. But actually the pivot is knowing who and what Jesus is. So for people with very bad memories like me, that's good, because I'm not very good at knowing where things are. I mean, I always struggle with that. But what you need to do, he says, is to know who I am. And I can say in my heart that I know who he is. And the second thing is that to be a leader, you do not have to be shiny and perfect. You haven't got to have everything lined up. You're not going to be good at everything. What you need is a heart and the knowledge that God is God. Because all the rest of it, that can all come. So friends, I think it's a very encouraging reading. I think confessing, as it were, who Jesus is something that's worth doing for each of us all the time. And I hope this encourages you. Amen. Father, we do just as you ask. We come to Jesus and we acknowledge him. We acknowledge him as the Son of the living God. And we thank you, dear Father, that you gave him to us, that he was with us for a while here, and that one day he will be back. We thank you for our leaders. And you ask us, Lord, to also be the rocks upon which your glorious church is built. Amen.